Manny, tell him the ice cream man is here.
Manara!
Aqui, Paulinho!
Vem cá!
Aqui, meu amigo!
Come!
Can we get down to business? You got the money?
Aqui. Guantalamela. Aí na Guantalamela. Aí na Guantalamela. Aí na Guantalamela. Tell it, puppy.
He said that he's not going to give you one red cent until you tell him what flavor the ice cream is.
Vanilla. That's what you ordered.
Yes, yes, yes. What about the Benjamin, baby?
Breathe the star.
Breathe the star. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There's your ice cream.
Momento, mono. Darling, I see. Come. Come. He said, la, 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 la. El macho, papi. I tell him, Jesus! ¿Cómo te llamo, papi? ¿Por qué? He coming. And he say, la 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 bomba, ese testigo, tal poca de gracia. Tell him.
He say.
FBI, you're under arrest. He's gonna run.
No, he ain't. You only a dollar.
Hey, we gonna be quick through.
Damn!
Now I'm gonna bust your ass.
Is that all your big ass got?
Over here, right now. I swear, I'll shoot both of you.
Damn, Marcus, why you always gotta pick the biggest dude? I don't know. I like a challenge. See? What did I tell you, huh? We did it, right? Huh? Didn't I tell you? Huh?
You the man.
No help, no backup.
You the man. Yeah.
And we gonna get all the credit. The biggest bust of our career.
Yeah.
400 keys of pure vanilla ice cream.
What? Hey, yo, my man. Hey, where's the drugs?
I know nothing about drugs. I sell ice cream, strawberry, vanilla, Neapolitan, for example.
Hey, tell Manny his ice cream delivery is here. Never mind. Wrong store.
Come on!
You know the chief's gonna kill us, right?
Let me give you guys a little tip. See, if you're gonna operate outside the channels, you know, do the whole renegade cop thing, you might want to make sure that you get the right guy.
Well, Chief, we almost had the guy. Our intelligence was just a little off.
Wait a minute. Intelligence. Look around you, folks. There's nothing intelligent about this. Now, I'm tired of your escapades. I want them to stop. The last thing I need is to be the laughing stock of the Bureau. And furthermore, the...
Hold on. Hello? Baby, I can't talk. The chief is chewing my ass right now. I gotta call you back, okay? Sorry.
As I was saying... Gordon here. Yes,
he is.
It's for you.
Thank you. Baby, I'm still with the chiefs, but... No, he's really not happy now. Okay, I gotta go by. Thanks, Chief.
You guys, get this place cleaned up. I expect to have a full report on my desk tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And in the meantime, I'm checking with the Bureau to see if they got any openings. In Iraq.
Dynamic duo strikes again. Way to go, Baskin and Robin.
Or is it Hog and Dawes?
Hog and Dawes!
Woo! You won't know.
Oh, that's
good. I like that. Later, Hog.
Yeah, adios, Dawes.
God. All right. Well, let's get this place cleaned up.
All right.
Okay, so, well, you do the floor, clean all the ice cream up, and I'll go warm the car.
Okay.
Okay, so much for a hot meal. Hey, baby.
Don't hey, baby, me. I can't believe you had me sitting here all night worried about you.
All night? Baby, it's only 8 o'clock. Look, after work, me and Kevin, we went down to the bar, and we just had a couple of drinks.
I know. I called the bar. They said you left at 7:45. I checked MapQuest, Marcus. It only takes 6 minutes to get there from here. So if you've got somebody on the side, Marcus, you need to tell me.
Baby, listen to what you just said. MapQuest said it takes 6 minutes to get here. I got here in 8, which means there's 2 minutes unaccounted for. If I was cheating on you, don't you think I need more than 2 minutes? You know what? I ain't gonna deal with this. I'm tired, okay? I had a long day at work. I got shot at.
See, that is exactly what I'm talking about. We don't communicate.
Okay, fine. You wanna communicate?
Yes.
Come on. Let's communicate, okay?
Okay. Let's start with last week.
Last week?
You and I were supposed to go shopping together. We get to the mall. I buy this beautiful dress. I get my hair done. You don't say anything. I don't know. Maybe you just don't want to... Marcus! Did you hear me just now?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what I said.
I heard everything. You was communicating.
Marcus, don't play with me right now. I am not in the mood. I cannot believe you came home late and then you started... Marcus! You are falling asleep again? I am talking to you.
I was sleeping, baby. I just closed my eyes and visualizing your words.
Oh, really? Yeah. Visualizing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you paint me a picture of what I just said?
Hold on.
You know why? Because you are falling asleep again. Marcus! Marcus!
Well, well, well. If it isn't Ben and Jerry.
Let me ask you guys a question. When the chief goes to the bathroom, which one of you guys holds his balls and which one wipes?
That's the ball holder right there.
Yeah. What do you tell? By the little cup in his hand?
See, that is exactly the attitude that's going to keep you guys working the shit detail while we're working the socialite kidnapping case.
You guys got the socialite kidnapping case?
That's right.
What's that?
Well, I think I hear the chief flushing. We better get going. Whose turn is it to wipe yours?
I think it's your turn to wipe, and
turn.
I guess I'll hold the ball.
That's right.
Now, we received this from Mr. Andrew Wilson, CEO of Wilson Cruise Lines. It was delivered to his home. The girls in the photo are his daughters, and Harris is to the Wilson fortune. We believe they are the kidnapper's next victim. Mr. Wilson has given us permission to shadow his daughters. We're going to set up surveillance. And if the kidnapper strikes this time, we will be ready. Now, the Wilson sisters will be flying into JFK this morning. So who's going to pick them up? Okay. Obviously, everyone has read the profile on the girls. Still, somebody's got to do it.
I don't think this is a good idea. Captain, I don't care. Okay, we deserve to be on this case just as much as Gomez and Harper.
I know, but we don't want to interrupt the man in the middle of a briefing.
Well, somebody got to stand up to him. Kevin. Kevin.
Chief. What?
Walker said something he wanted to tell you.
Chief, we just want to know if we could get on the case.
You're on.
The boys over at Intel seem to think that the kidnapper's a guy named Ted Burton. Says Burton was a partner of Wilson's and some other associates in some business venture that failed. Says he spent time in the federal pen and lost his fortune. Guy's been MIA since his release, and those dates coincide with the first kidnapping. What do you think?
I think this babysitting gig sucks.
Dude, relax. Look, man, all we gotta do is pick these chicks up, drop their ass off in the Hamptons, and then we back in the chief's good graces.
I didn't join the FBI to become a nanny. I want to be out on the street where the action is.
Okay, Blackie Chan, and you'll get there. But can we just do this first, please?
All right.
You didn't put dairy in this, did you?
No.
Nah, because you know I'm lactose intolerant. Last time I barely made it to the bathroom, man.
Why would I want to disturb your stomach?
Here goes your girls. Come on, man.
No.
This will give you a few words and trillion bucks. Get the feeling that you don't really give up.
Hi, I'm Kevin Copeland.
We already gave the United Negro Fund. Yeah.
Wait.
Excuse us.
Hold on. We're actually here to escort you ladies to the Hamptons.
Oh, I've done the plan. Take baby and clean out his bag. Oh my God, he didn't have his colonic and he like pooped everywhere.
He's by velvet rope. He's in town like a bunny slope.
What's this?
Baby got a ride in the car seat.
And where the hell am I supposed to sit?
This ain't right.
Man, you guys sure got a lot of bags for a weekend.
This isn't a weekend. It's the weekend. Labor Day in Hamptons. The last weekend of the social season. Like, only the hottest people are going to be there. And only the hottest of the hottest are going to make it onto the cover of Hamptons magazine. And this is our year. Yeah. Open the window. Baby likes a little fresh breeze. I just hope the Vanderbilt sisters' private jet crashes on the way there. Oh my God, Brittany. You were thinking it. I know, but you said it.
I know.
And you know Heather totally hates you because you slept with her boyfriend.
Oh my God.
So what? I sleep with everyone's boyfriend.
Is everybody all right?
Oh! Oh my God! Your lip! Oh my God! Your nose! Ah!
Marquez! Are you okay? I'm cool.
I can't believe you think we're gonna go to the Hamptons with my face looking like that.
It's really not that bad. Just get some makeup and cover it up.
Put makeup on this. I am so freaking pissed. Oh my God, I mean, this is like the worst day of my life. I went to go get my brows done, and I told her to make me look like J-Lo, and then that freaking Russian toad made me look like Liza Minnelli or something, you know? Oh my God. I'm gonna have BF.
Wait, hey, what's a BF?
She's gonna have a bitch fit. You better get out of here. I am gonna call your boss.
Come on, you don't have to do that.
No. I am going to call the owner of the company.
Come on, just take it easy. Look, we can work this out.
No! I'm going to write a letter.
No.
please, don't write a letter. Look, just calm down. You guys just stay here. Stay here the whole weekend. Do whatever you want. But whatever you do, do not leave this room. Don't leave this room, because if you leave this room, everyone's going to see those hideous scars.
Scar? Scar? Oh, my God. Permanent damage.
Oh, my God. I'll lose this job with these good benefits. Gina's going to kill me.
Well, they won't go.
What do you mean they won't go?
They won't go. Marcus, this weekend in the Hamptons means everything for these girls. They're not going to show up with a scratched up nose and a busted lip for nobody.
Okay. It's cool.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm just going to kill myself before the chief does. Bye-bye, Kevin.
Come on. Don't do that. Stop being ridiculous.
I'm not being ridiculous, Kevin. You heard the man. One more screw up and me and you are through.
I know, man.
See? That's probably him right now. Hey, what's up, Chief? Look, there's something me and Kevin want to tell you.
Yeah, Chief? Hey, me and Marcus we just wanted to thank you for the opportunity, man.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Well, they just wanted to stop off and get something to eat.
He lied!
Yeah. Oh, 2-3 hours max. Oh, trust me. If I don't have him there in 3 hours, I'll cut him off and mail to you myself. All right, take care. Bye.
Oh. Why did you do that? You know them girls ain't gonna be there.
Oh, they'll be there. Hey, Josh. How'd you like to be part of the team?
Where are the white women at?
Let's do this.
Girls are yours. Stick with them. Don't blow your cover.
Yes, sir.
Are you sure this is gonna work? Just trust me. Follow my lead.
What's up, money? You got a problem? What you looking at my ass for? Nah, yo, hold my poodle. Hold my poodle. Hey, yo, what's up? Y'all got a problem? Y'all want some of this? You want some of this, punk? What? What, boy, what? I take the both of you.
Marcus, get out of here.
I got this for you. Kiss my black ass.
Marcus, cut it out.
What, he looking at me like I'm some kind of girl, man.
You are a girl. And you better start acting like one, or you're going to be an unemployed girl.
Oh, damn. Sure like to cut that cake.
Mm. Hey, yo, hold it. Hey, yo, you trying to look at my lumps? I'll pull off my G-string and handle mine.
Gomez. Welcome to the Royal Hamptons Hotel.
The bag's in the car, Jose.
The name is Gomez.
Whatever. Yeah, great. Here, and take baby. Clean out his bag. Poor thing just pooped everywhere. And teach him how to say quiero Taco Bell. Thanks a lot, Rico Suave. Grazie. Thanks, Julio.
Right away, ma'am.
Pull up with those Cosmos.
Brittany and Tiffany Wilson.
Sorry, they're new.
Dr. Dorfman did an amazing job, sir. It feels so real.
Hi. Yeah, I need a credit card, please. And some ID, please.
Credit card? ID? I'm so freaking pissed.
Ma'am,
first of all, I go to Dr. Dorfman. He totally messes up my nose job. I ask him to make me look like Gwyneth Paltrow. I get off the surgery table looking like freaking Shrek. Then I get here, and Mr. Harper makes me feel like I'm some dumb blonde with fake boobs going to him from the party.
No, I didn't mean to offend you. It's just, it's brutal.
I'm going to have a BF. Oh, my God. She's going to have a pitch fit. Oh.
No. Don't have a BF. Now.
I want to speak to your supervisor. Better yet, I'm going to write a letter.
You are in big trouble.
Dear Mr. Royal Hampton, I am a white woman in
Ladies,
America.
Is there a problem here?
Yeah. Yes.
No. Sir, no. There's no problem.
These are two of our VIP guests. Issue them keys. Immediately.
Yes, sir.
VIP. Learn your acronyms. What a sweetheart.
Here you are. Enjoy your stay.
Has anyone ever told you you look just like Denzel Washington?
Yeah. Actually, I have heard it once or twice.
What a beautiful chocolate man. Beautiful. Oh, my God.
That was close.
Yeah.
Are they waving at us?
I don't know.
What are you going to do?
Just act friendly.
Oh, my God. Hey.
Well, don't act like you don't know us. Karen, Lisa, Tori.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen you in forever.
It's only been a year.
Did you do something different to your hair?
No.
You gain weight?
No.
I know. You just had a birthday.
Yeah.
Total fire sign.
Knew it. No, wait a minute. There is definitely something different about the two of you. Collagen.
You little witch, how did you know?
That's totally obvious. Your lips went from Cameron Diaz to Jay-Z. Hey, you got taller, too.
Oh, we got our knees done.
You can do that? You can do that?
You should do that.
Yes.
Oh, well, it's really good seeing you, lady.
Bye. Excuse me. Where do you think you're going?
To go freshen up.
Yeah. The Hamptons magazine reception just started, so let's hit it.
I can't. Just give me 1 second.
Hey, check it out. Who's the Wilson sisters?
Well, like the Wilt Chamberlain sisters. And I never noticed how big they are. But I still bone.
Oh, my God. Is he...
Dude, are you hitting Karen Googlestein this soap heiress too? Why'd you keep that shit dangling?
I keep telling her I'm gonna break up with my girl.
You better hope Heather doesn't find out.
She won't. At least until I wrap up this big deal with the father.
Hey, Mr. V!
And look, there they are. The Fem twins.
They're hot.
What, are you blind? That's Heather and Megan Vandergill. Your sworn enemy since you were, like, I don't know, 8?
Totally forgot. Did I say hot? I meant not. Totally hate.
Did you guys hear about Megan? She got stopped by security at Saks trying to pull a Winona.
Megan.
Huh? Oh, God.
Come on. Excuse me. This is going to be fun.
Move.
Look who just flew in from the slums of Beverly Hills.
It's the Beverly Hillbillies.
Squeeze me?
Oh, no, you dick.
I'm sorry, but we just saw your new video. Yeah, they had a screening over at Saks Fifth Avenue in the security office. A kleptomaniac.
Your mother shops at Saks.
What? Oh, my God. You want to talk about mother?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you want to talk about mother? It's mother time. Okay. Your mother's so dumb.
She went to Dr. Dre for a pap smear.
Something wrong, Dr. Dre. I think she's doing a beatbox.
Yeah? Well, your mother is so stupid, she exercises when she could just get, like, liposuction or something.
Yeah. Your mother's so old that her breast milk is powdered. You breastfeed like this.
Your mother is so, like, she's so... Megan, you go. Your mother is so stupid that she goes to Barney's rooftop deck restaurant for lunch and orders a Niçoise salad and calls it a Nicoy salad. Nicoy salad, right?
Your mother's ass is so hairy, it looks like Don King's about to pop out and say,
"Only in America."
Your mother's so stupid that she goes into Gucci and she tries to buy, like, Fendi and stuff.
Megan, Heather, come on now, girls. Is this any way to speak to your party guests? Wow, Brittany and Tiffany Wilson. Haven't seen you since you were smaller.
Yeah, well, we're all grown up now.
Yeah, I can see that. Ladies, I fully expect to see you later at the white party. I think it's going to be the best one ever.
We'll be there. Take care.
Bye.
Bye, Mr. B.
Good seeing you again.
This isn't over yet. This is a long weekend. Better watch your back. Ladies.
Whatever.
I can't believe you guys just did that to the Vandergelts. You know, they could take you off the scene just like that.
Yeah, but it was so cool, you guys. So cool.
Isn't that Denise Porter from New York One News?
Oh, yeah. I'm working on getting you an interview with her. Great for your image.
I think I'm going to go over there and introduce myself. Do you think now's a good time? Actually, it's a perfect time. Wouldn't want to miss a photo op.
Oh!
Never mind.
See you later.
Have fun. What's wrong, honey? Did you just get cramps?
Yeah.
Do you need a tamp?
Heating pad?
Hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, thank you, Wolfgang Paco. Would you give that to baby? Thank you. Bye, Chico.
Bon appetit.
Vamanos.
I'll have one.
Hi. My name is...
Brittany Wilson, of course.
Yeah, how'd you know? Brittany Wilson, yeah!
Oh, it's my job to know. Besides, your publicist, Tori, has been calling me nonstop about setting up an interview with you.
Yeah, well, if I would have known you were so beautiful, I probably would have called you myself.
Well, if I wasn't mistaken, I'd think you were flirting with me, Miss Wilson.
Me? Flirting with you? A girl? Sorry, honey. I don't eat sushi. Strictly beef.
Boy, you're really strong, aren't you?
From all that protein.
Oh, my God. These are delicious.
You might want to slow down on the cheese.
You mean there's cheese as in dairy cheese?
Yeah, unless you know another way to make quiche.
Ladies, I think I gotta go to the bathroom.
Oh, good. Well, come with.
Oh, no. I can handle it myself. Thank you, though.
Like we're gonna let you go alone.
Yeah, come on. Time for catch-ups anyway.
Move, bitch!
You guys, Heath is here. What should I do? Karen, I don't understand what you see in him. He's an out-of-work actor living in a share house, and he drives a 3-series BMW.
You know, Tori, I really think that you need to cut Heath a little bit of slack, okay? Because his aunt just died 3 years ago, and he really needs new headshots. He's just going through a really rough time right now, okay? You okay? Is everything all right in there?
It's fine.
Tip, we're just gonna meet you outside, okay?
Okay.
Love you.
Man, it may be summertime in the Hamptons, but it is snowing up in here. Tony, hand me my boots, because I'm about to go skiing.
Great game last night, Latrell.
That's what I do, baby. Oh. That's what I'm talking about. A white girl with a black girl's ass. I'm taking that home to mommy.
Uh-oh.
Pardon me. Santa must have come early this year, because you were first on my Christmas list.
Woo, there it is right there.
I want to know, are you naughty or nice?
Sorry, I'm not interested.
I'll take that as naughty.
Naughty.
You know what they say. Once you go black, you're going to need a wheelchair.
Hey, Latrell. I had a great time last night.
Tell me.
Okay, call me later.
As I was saying.
Yeah. Look, King Kong. Ow. Why don't you take you and your 1980 pickup lines, climb all the way up to the top of the Empire State Building, beat on your big old monkey chest, and then jump off. Excuse me.
Now, hold up, hold up. Now,
get the time. Don't you know what I'm saying?
She don't know what you... Oh, but that's wifey right there.
Hello, everybody. For just 1 second, I'm Warren Vandergeld. I'm sure most of you know me, and I just want to remind you that tonight's the night, the Vandergeld Foundation's annual charity auction. So, bring your checkbook, dress to impress, and we'll see you there. Have fun.
Okay. So, what are you going to wear?
This?
You're so funny. Okay. Ladies, you know what this means.
Shopping!
Shopping!
And now, the number one most requested song on WQQR.
Oh my God, it's our chance.
This is our chance. This is our chance, ladies. Come on. Right? Yeah, bye.
Make my way downtown, walking fast, faces past, I'm homebound. There I'm likely ahead, make my way through them crowds.
Take a sip and break this shiver
into the sky.
Nobody's around.
Yeah.
Yes, Al.
actually, I need something for my friend. Something that says, I'm not a whore, but I'm not a virgin either.
I've got just the thing. Come. What about you, Brittany?
Oh, no, thank you, sweetie. I'm fine.
Oh, good. You can help me. Come on.
Me?
Yeah, come on. We're girls. It's what we do.
Oh, God. Oh. Come on. Hello?
Hi, baby.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Well, I'm getting my hair done, and I was thinking that we could go to the movies. How's that sound?
I'm
back!
Who is that?
Ooh, you're never going to get that big old head in this tiny hole. Here, let me help you.
Hold on.
I'll hold it open while you put it in.
Okay.
Okay?
What is she holding open, Marcus?
Push it! Push it! It's almost in!
What is almost in? Marcus!
In! Oh!
Marcus Anthony Copeland, the second, you better answer me right now.
Oh, so tight.
Tight? The only thing that's going to be tight is my foot down your throat. You better answer me.
Perfect set.
I can't believe what I just heard.
I told you.
Oh, my gosh. Gina. Hello? Baby? Hello?
What do you think?
That looks so sexy.
Are you kidding? I'm Cellulite Sally. Look at my huge bradonkey. Oh, and don't forget about me. I'm back fat baby. Now, who could have said that? Oh, yeah. It's Tina the talking tummy. I can't even wear a short skirt and a top without looking like a fat pig.
Well, calm down. I'm going to see if there's something else out there for you, okay?
You think people love...
Do you need help? I think I need a bigger size.
Honey, you never need a bigger size.
Come here. Let me show you a little trick. Brace yourself.
Oh.
Suck it in. Squeeze those cheeks, sister. Suck it in. Come on, work with me. Don't give up on me. You can do this. Suck it in.
Now that looks totally cute.
Oh my God, are you kidding? Hi, I'm Carney Wilson before my gastric bypass surgery.
Well, what about this? This goes on your skin tone.
Somebody throw Shamu back in the ocean.
Whoa! Okay, okay. Let me get you something else, okay?
Oh!
How's that?
I can't breathe. Honey, this is just not going to work. I'm sorry.
Of course not. You're wearing the wrong underwear. Is that better?
I can taste the leather.
Okay, you need a pair of hot shoes. What size do you wear again?
14.
What?
14.
Honey! Do you think you could bring us a size 10?
A what?
A 10. It's an open-toed slide. It gives you two sizes in the front and two in the back.
What about these, huh?
This is so terrible.
Let me go and see if there's some help out there. Some professional help. You need professional help. Hang on.
Okay.
Dr. Bell! Oprah, somebody help me!
Tiff! Come on out, honey. Let's see.
Oh, it is absolutely fabulous. If you don't buy it, I'm buying it for myself.
I don't know. Stand up straight.
Straight.
Turn around.
Turn around.
Honey, just relax. Breathe.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe a nice dress.
Mm.
Okay. Who would you do?
Janet Reno or Rosie O'Donnell?
Oh, come on.
And you gotta kiss him and go down on him.
What? Are you kidding me?
And death is not an option.
I don't know. Rosie.
Oh, you're a pig.
What? Disgusting. What are you talking about? Rosie's... She's all right.
Heads up, here they are.
Andrea?
So hold on. Who would you do?
No time. We're on the job.
Wait.
What? Oh, my God. He's got my gun and badge. Go get him.
Get in. What do?
We follow them, but we can't blow our cover.
Give back my bag!
Oh, man! So,
I'm gonna rip your head off! Oh, your ass is mine!
What is this girl, a track star?
Oh, jeez! You messed with the world's line, hey, pal!
Christ.
Now I'm pissed.
I think she's bionic, dude.
Holy smokes!
Yeah!
That was nice.
Jeez, lady, all that for a bag?
It's not just a bag. It's Prada.
Behind you.
Nice going, Tori. Way to get us sat at the loser's table. I thought you had it all hooked up.
Excuse me, I do have the hookup. Don't blame me. Blame little Miss Def Jam over here who had to go yo mama on the Vandergills. We could be finished in this town.
Somebody had to stand up to those guys.
Hey, they're the it girls. That's the way it's always been. Henny, quick. Give me a pat. No, a powder for my nose. Quick. Oh. Thanks. Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Hi, Heath.
Karen, hey.
So, I tried to call you, but your number changed?
Yeah, I know. I changed it.
Well... Anyway, so I was just wondering if maybe later we could, hello? Where have you been all night? I've been looking all over for you. Ew. Why are you talking to her? Clean it up, Kokor.
Do you have any more of that? Well, don't hate me because you ain't me.
Can I have your attention, please? Gentlemen, get out your wallets, because you'll be bidding on a date with some of Hampton's most eligible bachelorettes. First up, yours truly. Who wants to start the bidding?
$500.
$500. Okay. Do I hear $1,000?
$1,000.
Well, looks like we're all on the Vandergelt's D list.
$1,000.
Is this seat taken?
Oh, no, I have a seat.
Anyone wish to go higher?
Can you believe this? I mean, they're actually auctioning off women. Would you ever do anything like that?
Well, it's for a good cause. Besides, being wined and dined by a rich guy might be nice.
Oh, I see. So you like rich guys.
I mean, it might be a pleasant change from all the losers that asked me out.
$3,000. That's good.
See.
But I think that we can do better than that.
$20,000.
Sold! $20,000. That is a new record. Next to be auctioned is Tiffany Wilson.
Oh, that's you!
You better do something.
Excuse me, honey. I'll be right back, okay?
Who wants to start the bidding?
$4.
$4? Do I hear five?
$1,000.
$1,000. Does anyone wish to go higher?
Yeah, I got $2,000 right here.
Ow!
$3,000. $5,000.
Who said that?
Hey.
Okay, $5,000. To the dirty geezer in the back. I'm sure no one's going to wish to go higher than that, so we can just be done with it now.
$10,000.
$20,000. $20,000. Going once, going twice.
$50,000.
Your prize.
I don't want to go on a date with Buckhead.
Oh, dude, my feet are killing me. And on top of that, that G-string gave me diaper rash. How long we got to do this, man?
A couple more days.
I don't have a couple more days. Do you know who my wife is? Here, listen to this message. She's losing her mind. And you don't want to hear the rest.
Look, by the end of the weekend, we'll be heroes and all will be forgiven.
All right. You're the room service?
No.
Who is it?
Damn, these girls won't quit.
Fred! We'll be right there. We're coming. Hang on.
Tim!
Open up!
Open!
1 second! We'll be right there. Hang on.
The ice cream's melting.
Oh, thanks, girls. We're just shaving our feet, okay? And braiding our vaginas.
Okay.
Okay, you guys. What does it mean when a guy is in a really bad relationship and it's really, really obvious that he wants to be with you, but he just can't seem to break up with his girlfriend?
It means you're a total booty call.
Oh, my God, Brittany.
Well, you were thinking it.
No, he said it. You know, sometimes you sound just like a man.
So I've been told.
What she means to say, honey, is maybe you're just making yourself just a little bit too, like, available, you know?
Oh, come on, you guys. Don't act like you haven't done it before. You know how it is when you really care about someone. I mean, you call them all day long because you just want to know how their day is going, you know, and what they're thinking about, and if they're thinking about you. And you spend all day trying to find the perfect outfit. And you even change your hairstyle just so he'll take a second look.
But they never notice.
Sometimes I just wish that they could trade places with us so that they would know how it feels, you know?
Oh, my God, look, it's Megan's commercial.
I won't let genital herpes slow me down. That's why I use Veltrum.
Hey, you want to play with me?
Sure. I won't tell if you won't.
I still could have done that part. She doesn't even have herpes.
Ooh. All done.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is so cool. You know something? I think you might have been black in a previous one.
The shizzle my noodle.
Okay. Enough of this girl's talk, lady. It's time for some real fun.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Come on, show us some of your skills.
Totally, learn some of your skills.
Skate over.
Well, actually,
forward, sis.
Tiffany is the expert. Yeah, but you made the video.
Come on, show us. Show us, show us, show us, show us, show us, show us.
Okay. All right. You see, the first thing you do is you gotta grab the thing here. Not too tight or you get calluses. Okay? Then you wanna look that little sucker in the eye and go.
Come here, little guy. Come here, little earthworm, you. Come here.
Oh, yeah, you like that, huh? I learned that from an Eskimo porn. Come here, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. And then I'm going to teach you guys the deep throat. You want to make sure the passage is clear all the way from your throat to your chin, and you want to place the thing here. And you just want to... Oh, yeah, you like that, huh? Oh, yeah, you little freak. Goochie-goochie-goo.
Guys like that?
They love it. And another thing they love is this. Oh, they love it. Oh, yeah. Oh, you like it, huh? Call that the headbanger. Oh, yes.
Don't you ever
yes.
put it in your mouth?
Never. Never put it in the mouth. That's 80s. You might as well go out and buy a Trans Am.
Okay, wait. I'm ready. I think I can do it.
Yeah.
Oh, good catch. Okay, so you take the thing, and you grab it. Grab it, but gentle, not to get callous, it's not pretty. Okay, and then you look him dead in the eye, and you say, what is your good boy? What is that little girl?
Oh, you're scaring me.
And then comes the headbanger. Yeah, yeah. Tap, tap, tap it, tap it.
Well done!
All right, I got another one for you. Carmen Electra. Or Pam Anderson. Easy. But they both got a yeast infection.
That's tough. I'm going to go with Pam Anderson.
You're disgusting.
What?
They got a yeast infection.
All right, well, who would you choose?
Hey, Gomez. You got a couple of bogeys.
No time. Oh, come on.
It's Pam Anderson, like you care?
Run their faces. Let's go.
Brittany Wilson?
Yeah, that's me.
Let's get her.
What the blindfold on?
Damn, this girl's strong.
Oh, my God. You need help?
Brittany, what are you doing? Those are the strippers, Raul and Tito.
Strippers? I thought they were going to kidnap me.
That's part of their routine.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Hotel security. Is everything all right here?
Everything is fine. Just a little case of PMS, that's all. I'm just one big emotional wreck. Could you guys go get me some Midol and a Snickers right
Let's
now?
Get out of here.
My ass is fat. Don't look at my ass.
Sorry, Bert. It's all clear. Oh.
This love has taken its toll. She said goodbye.
Okay, ladies, let's focus. We have to find the perfect spot.
Do you look at these starving kids in Africa? When I see them, I just want to cry. I mean, why can't I be that skinny?
It's okay, Megan. Just think. They can't wear belly rings with those bloated tummies of theirs.
That's true. I feel so much better. Skank alert.
I got an American. No cat loves homework. Junie.
Oh my God, girls. I totally forgot my suntan lotion. I'm gonna, go get some suntan lotion. I'll be right back. Wait, Britt.
Hey, Russ.
Yum, yum, yum.
Hey, bro.
Go long.
Got a plan.
Go, go, go.
Hey, yo! You do that again, I'm gonna bust. I'm gonna bust out in tears.
Oh, my God.
You're a child!
My bad, sweetheart. Over here. Don't hurt yourself.
Don't worry. I won't.
Oh, sorry. Better lay off the spinach.
Glad I got waxed today.
Me too. What did you get?
The bald eagle.
Oh, I got the Bermuda Triangle.
The landing strip.
I got the buckwheat.
Ew.
Disgusting.
Oh, what a beautiful sunny day. Oh my God. What happened to the sun?
Easy, white chocolate. I wouldn't want you to melt.
Yeah, hasta la vista, Schwarzenegger Negro. Yeah.
Hey, kid. You guys want to make $5?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay, here's what I want y'all to do.
Yeah, I'll take the usual. Put it on my tab.
Hey, Patrol Spencer, can we have your autograph?
Sure, little buddy.
Thanks, you're the greatest.
Hey, that's what I do, baby.
Oh, sweet.
There you go.
Nice.
All right, man. Hey, stay in school.
Okay,
well, you must be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm all right. You know, sometimes I feel like I should be paying them to take my autograph.
I'm sorry, I didn't even get your name.
Latrell. Latrell Spencer. And you are?
Denise Porter.
Denise. Denise Porter, yeah.
You know, you look so familiar. I feel like I've seen you somewhere.
Nah. I mean, I play pro ball. Maybe you've seen one of my games.
No, but I mean, if I did, I'm sure I would have definitely remembered you.
Okay, well, look, Denise, I don't mean to be too forward or anything, but I'm here in town, you know, checking out some real estate and,
Oh, whereabouts?
Well, you know, up around...
In Montauk?
Well, more like around...
East
all,
Hampton?
Oh, it's all over the place. It's one big blur. One big business blur, and I kind of want to get away from all that business and hang out with somebody and have a real conversation. So I was wondering if, you know, you're not too busy, maybe you can hang out?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool. It's cool. I'll pick you up at about... you know, the jet should be here about 7:30, and the limo take about a half hour. About 8 o'clock, is that good?
Yeah, 8 sounds great.
8 sounds good? Okay. All right. Okay.
Bye.
Take care.
Hey, where's
that
$5?
All right, calm down. There you go. $5. $2.50 each.
Hey, you promised to get us $5 each.
Stay in school.
I am not making excuses. I refuse to believe it.
Really?
I don't want to believe that Marcus is cheating on me.
And I don't want to believe Michael Jackson keeps cutting off pieces of his nose.
Excuse me. Your card has been declined for insufficient funds. The rep's on the line.
Yes, this is Mrs. Copeland.
$4,000 dress? And where did I buy this dress? The Hampton.
Yes, I remember. Thank you. It is 8 o'clock.
see why I gotta go out with Mandingo and his anaconda.
Because if you don't, you're gonna blow out cover.
Yeah, well, what you gonna be doing?
Me? I'm going to follow up on a lead. You going on a date? She's a reporter. Who else knows more about the Hamptons people than her? All right, so I like the girl. Well, you're the one that's always telling me to settle down.
Yeah, and you should. But that don't mean I gotta go out with Buffy the White Girl Slayer.
All right. Look, just go to dinner, okay? I'm only gonna be a couple hours, and I'll meet you back at the club.
You promise?
I promise.
I'm serious, dude. Promise.
I do. I'm serious.
All right.
Hey, tell Latrell if he needs a condom, there's an extra shower curtain in the bathroom.
Santa, watch those marshmallows. Ease on him. I won't bite. Unless you ask me to. You are so beautiful.
Hey, how about we listen to a little bit of music?
How did you know? I love this song.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces past, and I'm homebound. And I need you, and I miss you. And now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you tonight.
Madam, welcome to Bella.
Thank you.
What are you doing here?
I came to borrow the car and the keys to his house.
Are you crazy? If you crash this man's car, he will kill you.
I'm not gonna crash it. Look, just call me before you leave. I'll bring it back. And then you meet me back at the club.
Oh no, my brother. You got to get your own.
When the moon hits your eye like a big beach of fire, that's amore.
Thanks.
May I bring you something from the bar?
Let me have a bottle of your best champagne.
Sir?
And bring us some oysters.
Very good, sir.
I have to say, I was so I was happy when I bought you at the auction. I mean, it's very rare I have the opportunity to bask in the ambiance of such a classy lady such as yourself.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm humbled by your...
killing me.
Beautification.
No, that's infection. That's
high classness of you.
Oh, my God, is that a hangnail?
Captivated by your beauty. Your bountiful curves remind me of the hills in Italy.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
Yes, that's perfect. Thank you.
Thanks.
Are you ready to order?
Yes. I'll have the chicken. White meat only. And for the lady, perhaps a salad?
Perhaps not. I'll have the steak, smothered in onions, a rack of ribs, pasta with extra garlic, french fries with lots of vinegar, and a side of onion rings with lots and lots of sauerkraut.
Have you ever had oysters? Did you know oysters are an aphrodisiac?
Sorry. Tongue's kind of big.
Involved, it's sometimes it's hard to figure out what's what.
What?
Hey, it's Mei Ling. Hey,
oh my God, hey, Pico-a.
What are you doing here, girl? It's late. Come on now, you have a long rest. Wait, girl, you cannot stay here. They're all up against this kind of workmanship. They're gonna think I'm running some kind of sweatshop. That girl does not know when to go home, man. I'm telling you, she will stay here and just clean, clean, clean forever.
Whew. Wow. This is really nice.
Yeah. It's dope. Huh? Dope summer home I picked, boy. Whew.
Who's that?
Oh, the big buff bald dude with the fur?
Yeah.
That's my trainer.
You have your trainer on your wall?
Yeah, well, you know, for inspiration, I want to look like that one day, and I come in every morning and I look at the... You ever see Titanic?
No, I...
Me either. You want something to drink?
Yeah, sure, a glass of wine would be nice.
Wine? Ha, ha, ha. Okay, so I'm going to get you a glass of wine, and, that'd be in the kitchen, right?
I don't know. This is your house, Luttrell.
Who? Oh, me, Luttrell. That's right. I'm Luttrell. That's right. I'm going to get you a bottle of my wine in my house. It's my house, and I live here.
Damn, little lady. You so can't put it away.
Voila.
Oh, you have a dog.
Nah, I ain't got no damn dog.
Well, then, whose dog is that?
That's not no dog. That's family. Hey, cousin. Come here, boy. Till he falls asleep. Now, where were we? Ah, wine.
Oh, God.
You know, I like a woman with a little extra something. A little cushion for the cushion. I'd really love for you to come to one of my games.
No, thank you. I've seen you play. Not impressed.
Excuse me? I'm the highest scoring forward in the league.
Yeah. But all that talent, totally overshadowed by nothing but scandals and pure laziness. I mean, come on. You're shooting under 50% from the free throw line, okay? Your turnover ratio, abysmal. And on top of that, you can't shoot three-pointers to save your life. So, Squeeze me.
No one's ever cared like that before. Come here, babe.
Oh. Oopsie, I had a poopsie.
Girl, we gonna get along just fine. Back at you. Basking in the ambience.
So no, I jump over the fence, fall, I scrape my knee.
Get out of here.
I scrape my knee, I get chased by the cops, and I spend the night in jail.
That's insane. You did all that just to find J-Lo and Ben's hideaway?
I can't help it. You know, investigative journalism is my passion.
So how'd you end up writing puff pieces for the local news?
Unfortunately, I made some enemies and ended up getting fired from my last job.
What happened?
Oh, believe me, you don't want to know about that.
Look, I spent all night talking about myself. Sometimes it's good for a man to just sit back and listen.
Well, since you put it that way, I did this piece on Warren Vandergeld. Him and his partners tried to swindle a guy.
You talking about Ted Burton?
Yeah. How did you know that?
It was in the paper. I read about it.
Well, but what they didn't report in the paper was that Burton was 10 times smarter than all of them. He embezzled millions and stashed it in an offshore account. When Vandergeld heard the story was going to break, he didn't want to be embarrassed. Well, there goes my job. You know, you're a good listener. It seems like you have the whole package.
Hey. Hello.
Yo, Kev, you gotta go.
What? Now?
Yeah, now. We on our way.
Come on, man. Can't you stall him for a little while?
Look, this man sang to me. He tried to kiss me. And on top of that, he been farting for the last 20 minutes.
All right. All right, I'll be there in a minute. Bye.
Oh, Cottontail. I'm coming, nigga.
Gomez, what the hell are we looking for?
I don't know. Something just ain't right about these girls. I'm gonna check the bathroom.
Find anything?
No. Not yet.
You're not going to believe what I... The hell are you doing?
Sniffing chicks' underwear, man. It's peaked. It's... What? The guys, aren't they?
Wow. You really are disgusting.
Can I buy you a drink?
Fuck off, Smallville.
Oh my God, I still don't get it. Guys think like if they buy you a drink, it's a free ticket into your pants. Well, it's not.
What can I get you, lady?
Oh, the panty dropper,
screaming orgasm,
a slow, comfortable screw.
A blue ball's on the rocks?
I've had that before. That's a good drink.
Don't drink too many.
Latrell, my man. What's going on, brother?
What's up, man? Hey, two apple martinis.
You hitting that, bro?
This is a tough one to crack.
Tiffany Wilson? The ex-queen? Yeah. Drop a couple of these babies in a drink, man.
Hey, you sure this will work?
Man,
I just took two of them, and I'm telling you, I'm boning someone tonight, you know?
That's for you, my little miracle, Will.
You need to loosen up. There you go. That's for you.
Oh, my God. Is that Britney Spears?
Where?
Right over there. Ah, forget it. She just left.
Oops, she did it again.
Oh, man. Well, let's drink up.
Oh, let's do it. To the last drop. That's good. Mm-hmm. You want to dance?
You know, that's a great idea. Here, oh baby, let's go, girl.
Let's go.
Yo, I found out some interesting information. Ted Burton turned the tables on Vandegil. Tucked away $100 million. Been living the high life ever since he got out of prison. There goes our motive.
The skanks think that they're hot? Oh, let's show them what sexy really is.
Hookers don't think this is over with. Let's kick it old school.
Thank you.
my man. So, did it work, man?
I don't know. But I gotta dance. I gotta hit this. Oh, hold the dog. Hold the dog.
I paid thousands of dollars on this outfit, and do you think he even noticed?
It's gonna be okay.
Little Miss Vanderbilt walks in, and he just forgets all about me.
Okay, let it out. Let it out.
I wonder if he would think she was so hot if he knew that she is broke.
Vandergilt's broke?
We must talk of such things.
No, no.
I won't. We won't. But yes, they broke. My father even had to loan her father money just so that they could keep their house. They just paid us back. You guys!
Oh.
I love you guys!
I love you,
I love you so much!
Oh,
Carl, thank you!
Can we get you some gum or a mint or something? Hey, little girl! Really? I love you too.
What the hell are you doing?
Give me her.
Sicko.
Where's Latrell?
On the dance floor.
Morning, Snowflake.
Oh my God, Brittany!
What?
We're on page 6.
No.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Look, Wilson
sisters rock Hamptons.
We weren't in the Hamptons this weekend.
Oh, no! We've been cloned!
He's got to be around here somewhere. Girl, wait a minute. Isn't that Marcus right there? That's him, all right. Mm-hmm. Oh, lying dog.
Gotcha. Marcus!
That sound like Gina.
Marcus!
Gina! Shh! Don't answer it. She'll go away. No, she won't.
I'm not going anywhere until you open this door.
I told you. Okay. What am I going to do? Just get rid of her. Okay. I'll get rid of her. You hide the stuff. Yeah, hide the stuff.
Marcus! I'm not playing with you.
Got me, baby.
Marcus, what is all that door?
Oh, baby. Ah, okay, baby, I'm coming.
Marcus!
I'm coming. Hey, baby. Hi, boo-boo.
Nice room you got, Marcus.
Hey, baby, what you doing here?
I could ask you the same question.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm on assignment.
Are you wearing lipstick?
Oh, no, that's Kool-Aid. You want some? You know, it's filled with lots of vitamin C and riboflavin.
Is that a bra?
Oh, no, this... This is the new holsters they gave us at work. The government issue. See, you could take and put two guns in there and you just freeze. FBI.
Oh, know somebody's in here.
Baby, nobody's in here. Baby, nobody's in here. See? Nobody's in here. Check under the bed.
You think somebody's in here.
Check under the bed. Check under the bed. That's what everybody always does. Nobody's there.
You know what? I'm going to look in the bathroom. That's what.
Wait, no. Don't check the bathroom.
Really?
Oh,
you
don't check the bathroom.
You don't want me to check the bathroom.
No, listen. See? Nothing in the bathroom. Nobody in the bathroom. Nobody in the room. See? Everybody can know nothing in here. See? You know, baby, this got to stop.
No,
we can't have love if we ain't got trust.
I know, but baby, look. Okay, I was at the restaurant and the card went through.
Baby, listen. If we don't have trust, we don't have nothing.
Marcus, this is not about... Jaina! There she is right there.
Now, baby, I can explain.
I knew it.
I know, but baby, it's not what you think. It's not what you think. Baby, it's not what you think. He's a man.
You're sick.
Woo. Yeah, the lovely ladies here today, boy.
Yes. Hey, Russ.
What happened to you? I fell?
We have to find them and stop them before they execute their evil plan.
Wait, what do they look like?
Us. Afternoon, ladies.
The chief would like to have a word with you.
Oh, my God, Tiffany.
What?
They're the men in black.
Come on.
Hey, he's up front. Buddy John. Hey,
move it along, pal.
Hair.
Let's go.
Jimbo.
Chief, we just got confirmation. Burton's arrived at JFK.
Okay, I want him trailed. But give him plenty of room. I don't want anyone jumping the gun. I want to get this guy.
Red-handed.
Let's go.
Hey.
Right this way, girls.
What the hell are you guys doing with the Wilson sisters?
Chief, these aren't the Wilson sisters.
No, sir. Chief, check this out.
Ow! Oh, my God! What are you doing?
That's on there pretty good.
Let her go.
That's nothing. Chief, how about...
Those are nice.
That's enough. Hey, okay. That's enough.
Chief, I don't know how he did that, but you can't fake these. No.
Save it. Because of you, I had to suspend two of my best agents.
But, Chief, I can explain.
I don't want to hear it. You're just lucky we caught Burton before he could strike.
But Burton is not our guy.
Yeah, Chief. Well, let me guess. Women's intuition. You're both fired. Turning your guns and your badges. This operation is over.
Come on, Chief. You can't fire us.
I just did.
Forget him, Marcus. We could do this ourselves. Look, all we gotta do is...
Wait.
We? Kevin, this ain't about we. It's never been. It's about you. You come up with some stupid idea and I'm dumb enough to go along with it. And look where it's gotten me, Kevin. I just lost my wife and my job because of you. So don't tell me about we no more, right?
They bought it. The FBI is packing up. They'll be out of our hair in a couple hours. We can make the grab tonight. You sure you and your friend can get the job done?
Would I let you down, Mr. V?
Hey, man. I just want to say sorry.
Forget about it, dude.
No. You're right. You're absolutely right. I've been selfish. And I'm always dragging you into everything. I never even asked what it is that you want to do. I don't know, there's something about always having you around. It just makes me want to step up my game. guess it's because I always know you're going to have my back. Hello? Thanks.
Who's that?
That was Josh. Turns out that Vandegeel's prince was all over the ransom note.
What are you doing?
Calling the chief.
No, you ain't. You said we could do this on our own, right?
What about backup?
Hey, I got you. You got me. That's all the backup we need.
Triple T, K-A. Time to totally kick ass.
Generations at the Bureau, and I'm the first to get fired. My dad is gonna kill me.
Yeah? What? Who? Copeland.
Copeland, you dick!
You got a lot of nerve, Colin.
A lot of nerve.
Where? Better not be wrong about this.
What?
I think we might be getting our jobs back.
What are you talking about?
We gotta go.
What do you mean? Go.
How about this? RuPaul or Whoopi Goldberg?
I told you I'm not playing your game.
Oh, come on.
Any sign of Vandegeel?
I don't see him.
All right, keep an eye out for him. If it's going down, it's going to go down here.
Oh, thank God. There you are. I did it.
You did what?
I've got you into the fashion show.
Did you hear that? We're in the fashion show.
Not if we don't get moving. Come on, let's go. Get the light out, ladies.
You mean the Wilson sisters are in and we're out?
I'm sorry, ladies. That's just the way it is. They're hot, you're not, so deal with it, huh? You, straighten up that blouse right now.
That's impossible! We've been on Dash Havoc every summer for 6 years straight!
Look, let's just cut to the chase. Who do we have to sleep with for us to get in the show?
Oh, honey, you're so barking up the wrong tree right now, really.
If you nail this, you're a shoo-in for the cover of Hands and Friends.
Darlings, where have you been?
Megan, don't! This is unacceptable.
They just messed with the wrong girl. I've been looking everywhere for you. Can we get the Wilson sisters their outfits now, please? Go, go, go!
Hey. Can we talk?
Of course.
Listen, you were incredible at the nightclub last night.
Thank you.
Incredible.
Thanks.
And Heather's going to be leaving after the party tonight, and I was thinking, you know, maybe you could come by around 2. Make that 3 a.m.
You know what? I don't think so.
Excuse me?
If you think I'm just a booty call, well, not. And I deserve better than that. I'm tired of being your doormat.
Doormat? Honey. What makes you think you're that special?
Excuse me. Asswipe.
You're gonna regret that.
I'm so scared.
Oh my God! Tiffany! Thank you so much, honey.
I am so proud of you.
Thanks. I'm so sure I feel so crappy.
Oh, honey. Sometimes a man can't see when he has someone so special sitting right in front of him.
Are you like a lesbian? I better go get changed. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this evening we are proud to present the Fall Couture line Aubrey Allure. Please take your seats.
Excuse me.
Not on the list.
Invitation my ass.
They don't know how we do.
No.
Let's just play. All right.
Didn't we just have this conversation? Can we get these fantastic supermodels back into their dressing rooms, please?
I can't believe it.
To get the critics' attention.
Some people just don't know when to quit. Come on, girls.
Come here.
I got you.
Karen, what are you doing?
Look, someone has got to give those girls a taste of their own medicine.
Revolutionary is so bold and so brilliant.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
shoot. Fast. Come on.
My turn.
Mama? Ah!
Girl, we gonna need some backup. Keisha? Hey, girl, call Nene and Laquan to tell them to bring the Vaseline and the straight razors. These bitches on some other shit.
What's going on? The Vandergills got Tiffany. What? No one messes with my queen.
What?
Are you okay?
No.
What's wrong?
These damn G-strings are killing me. Oh.
Freeze!
FBI.
You guys take care of those two. We're going to go after Vandergill.
Copeland, you're going to need this.
Come on, let's go.
FBI!
Daddy, what are you doing?
Heather, why don't you take your mother and your sister and go on home?
Daddy, why are you doing this?
Daddy didn't tell you? He's broke.
What do you mean broke? Like Martha Stewart broke? Or MC Hammer broke?
MC Hammer broke!
Yeah!
I've been funneling money out of the charity into a private account just to get us by. Are you filming this? Are you filming this? I'll give you something to shoot. Get out of my way!
I can't do that.
No!
I got you, man.
Hey, we're gonna get that stain out. Don't move.
Don't move! Warren Vandergill, you are under arrest.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you I appreciate what you did. That was real brave of you.
I had no choice. I couldn't let them take my one true love away.
Hey, dude. I ain't what you think I am.
Baby, we all got secrets. It's okay. Are you telling me that you are not...
Yeah, I'm not a woman.
White? Oh, the deception! The betrayal, man. You deceived me!
Calm down. I'm an FBI agent. I was uncovering a...
Negro, please. Didn't somebody tell you this was an all-white party? Huh? Someone get this jigaboo away from me.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you. So do I get to see my knight in shining armor?
Well...
Get away!
Get off!
What? What do we... You ain't
me.
Never met nobody
it's
like me.
Me.
You don't know who you make with my name.
Me.
Hello.
Me. It's me.
Kevin? Latrell?
Gina.
Marcus? Oh, this is some Jerry Springer shit.
Once again, you guys managed to do everything I told you not to do. You caused over $250,000 worth of damage. Two people were shot, but at least you got the right guy. Good work.
Thanks a lot, Chief. But we couldn't have done it without Gomez and Harper.
All right. See you all in the office tomorrow.
All right. Hey, good work, guys.
Who will be featured on the cover of Hampton's magazine?
All right, I gotta go take care of some business. See you guys on Monday.
So, who do you think wore those panties you were sniffing? Kevin or Marcus?
Gomez, I told you. I was looking for DNA.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what are you laughing at, Denzel?
Oh, what a beautiful chocolate man.
Hey, you guys got some work to do?
I'm Denise Porter. Good night.
Denise? Hi. I'm Kevin Copeland. I'm an FBI agent. I make $30,000 a year after taxes. I don't drive a Bentley, and I don't have a house on the hill. But I'd really, really, really like to take you out.
Are you kidding me? Any man who would jump in front of a bullet for me can definitely take me on a date.
Heavy?
Come on, girl, let's go.
Hey, can I just, please?
Marcus, I have nothing more to say to you.
I know, just listen to me, please. Gina, I lied to you. I've hid things from you. But I've never cheated on you. But I am guilty. I'm guilty of paying more attention to my job than I do my wife. I'm guilty of not appreciating all the little things you do for me. Like getting your hair done. Wearing that sweet smelling Chanel cologne I love so much. All my biggest crime is I didn't tell you I loved you every single day.
Ugh. I'm not even gonna let him off that easy. Let's
go. Will you shut up?
Okay. I love you.
A wheelchair?
Yes, but the feeling will come back, I promise. Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing, I'm home now. Back up, Tony. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Hey, girl.
Hey. Hi. So, you guys were pretending to be them the entire time?
Yes, we were, but we was only doing our job. I hope you guys aren't too pissed off at us.
I'm so bummed. We liked Brittany and Tiffany, like, so much more when you were them. So much more.
So, I guess this means we won't be hanging out anymore.
Oh, don't say that. Of course we will. We'll hang out.
Yeah, we're going to all get together and we're going to go
shopping!
Oh, my, look at that. Stone cold foxy platinum hair. Short skirt, belly down. Make a chick want to hate. A trillion bucks. Get the feeling that you don't really give a f**k. This will fit. I like the way you push and glide. Roll the skates on a social butterfly. Whoa. Breeze by velvet rope. See this town like a bunny slope. Oh my, there she goes. A long bunny girl in a short bunny clothes. Well, trillion bucks. Was it you with your buddy all up in the club? This will fit. I like the way you push and glide. Well, the gates on a social butterfly. Come on. This will fit.
Sharon,
help me along.
The more I see, the more I do.
Don't tell me it's the 5 o'clock.
That's right.
He don't wanna know what's going
okay.
on. Cause white girls go into my mind.
Sarah Jeff and Julie too.
White girls.
Julie Jeff and Sharon.
Help me unwind.
The more I see, the more I do.
Whether short or tall, whether blonde or brunette, I ain't met a white girl who I wouldn't do yet. For those that's getting furious, please don't take me serious. I'm just wilding out like Eddie Murphy in Delirious. But if you took offense and you're black or you're white, I'm glad you didn't suck because you're way too uptight. White girl,
Judy, Beth, and Sharon,
help me unwind.
The more I see, the more I do.
Don't tell me it's a 5 o'clock.
That's right.
He don't wanna know what's going
okay.
on. Cause white girls won't go away. White girls,
Judy, Beth, and Sharon,
help me unwind.
The more I see, the more I do.
Don't tell me it's a 5 o'clock.
That's right.
He don't wanna know what's going
okay.
on. Cause white girls won't go away. Don't tell me it's a 5 o'clock.
That's right.
He don't wanna know what's going
okay.
on. Cause white girls won't go away.